specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.
Siva tirana. V tokratnem Balkan Expressu se bomo spustili v nedavne dogodke v Albaniji. Kot smo že poročali v včerajšnjem ofu, sta Albanija in Grčija sprožili postopek za formalno končanje vojne med državama. O zadevi sta v ponedeljek na državniškem obisku v Atenah spregovorila albanski zunanji minister Dimitri Bušati in njegov grški kolega Nikos Kocias. Uradno sta sicer državi v vojni po grškem zakonu iz leta 1940, ko so italijanske vojaške sile preko Albanije napadle Grčijo. Sedaj je naloga grškega parlamenta, da izniči veljavo starega zakona, vendar je vredno opomniti, da je dejanje sprave zgolj formalne narave. Državnika namreč nista podala nobenih konkretnih dogovorov glede spoštovanja pravic manjšin v obeh državah. Takšen je primer albanske manjšine Čamiti, severa Grčije, katere pripadnike so grške oblasti izgnale po drugi svetovni vojni. Podobne nacionalistične težnje urejajo razmere tudi na drugi strani meje. Zadnji sporni dogodek se je zgodil, ko je albanska oblast lani avgusta porušila zaščitno streho nad ruševinami cerkve grških ortodoksnih kristjanov v vasi Dermi. Albanska policija pa je za razlog rušitve navedla nezakonito gradnjo. Nadaljujemo pa s tamkajšnjo lastnino religijskih skupnosti. Albanske agencije, ki se bavijo z legalizacijo in kompenzacijo lastnine, bojo ustvarile skupno enoto, ki naj bi po obljubah rešile nepremičninske težave duhovnih skupnosti. Leta 1967 je takratni voditelj Albanije, Enver Hoxha, zakonsko prepovedal religijo, s tem pa je lastnina katoliške, pravoslavne in v največjem številu muslimanske skupnosti postala družbena lastnina. Po padcu režima so albanske oblasti pričele kompenzirati dotične skupnosti, vendar jih je veliko število še vedno leži v predalih za te namene pristojne agencije, med katerimi pa prednjači lastnina muslimanske verske skupnosti. Po padcu režima je bila sicer na delu nasprotna tendenca, v zadnjih dveh desetletjih je namreč naraščalo število mošej in cerkva, zgrajenih na javni ali zasebni posesti brez gradbenega dovoljenja. Odločitve oblasti o gradbenih posegih pa močno pestijo tudi glavno albansko mesto Tirano, kjer se odvija zgodba, ki spominja na proteste v parku Gezi v Turčiji. Mestne oblasti so se odločile, da bodo pozidale največji park v mestu, ki je marsikomu predstavljal edini oddih v povsem zabetoniranem mestu. Pomankanje urbanističnih načrtov in korupcija, povezana z nepremičninami, sta kriva, da je bilo v zadnjih 20 letih v Tirani pozidanih 11 mestnih parkov. A skrb za okolje in čist zrak nista bila edina razloga za proteste. Mestne oblasti so namreč park ogradile z gradbenimi ograjami, za katerimi naj bi po njihovem zraslo otroško igrišče, a so se te navedbe izkazale za zavajajoče. Poleg igrišča bi v parku zrasle še restauracije in hoteli, s katerimi naj bi leta 2015 izvoljeni iz vrst vladajoče socialistične stranke župan Erjon Veljaj vrnil usluge donatorjem njegove politične kampanje. Razloge za protest, ki se je razplamtel 21. februarja, nam poda Kaloti Lekl iz organizacije Organizata Politike.
So the protests in the park have started since the last month, so for a month here in Tirana we have protests about the park. The exact question is that the president of the mayor of the city has decided to build some kind of restaurants in the public park that will be owned by the companies that have financed his electoral campaign. He's making this plan about the park without consulting the citizens, without environmental license, and only for clientelist reasons.
Organizata politike je glavna organizatorica protestov, a v gradnji pozidave zadnjega parka v Tirani nasprotuje široka koalicija civilne družbe. Nadaljuje Lekl.
So, the main organizer of this protest are Organizata politike from Tirana, political organization. But it's kind of citizens alliance in defense of the park, where are, except the Organizata politike are also other NGOs, ambientalist organizations, ambientalist organizations, but the main organizer is Organizata Politike. Regarding the police in the protests, they were very violent against the protesters. They have beaten protesters for every day of protest. And also, except the police, during this protest, protesters were attacked or beaten by militants of the government's party and of the businessmen's people, kind of mercenaries paid by this businessman who is building these these buildings inside the park.
Policija se je na proteste odzvala nasilno. Metode oblasti opiše Redi Muči, profesor z Politehnične fakultete v Tirani in član sorodne organizacije Per Universitetin.
Yes, police acted brutally with them and unofficially, you know, when they were under arrest, they had some physical damage done to them, and of course, there was also psychological pressure for the people who have occupied the area outside the construction. I mean, at the park, as I mentioned earlier, there have been civilians, people who were unidentified as police officers who simply went there and they were threatening them, physical threat, etc. So, but regardless of this, besides this, I mean, even people who were arrested, some of them faced up to 6-7 different charges, you know. And it's a matter of time to see whether or not they will push through with these charges or simply they will drop them. It depends. It's a way of putting pressure on the protesters, after all.
Oblast kljub represiji in močni medijski protikampanji ljudi ni odvrnila od protestiranja. Protesti še trajajo, pojasni Muči in pove, kakšnih oblik protesta se poslužujejo aktivisti.
Yes. Now as we speak, the protest is still going on. There have been several attempts of protesters entering the space under construction and hence stopping the works, but of course the municipality police has been there in large numbers to stop any, you know, invasion of the working area. Nonetheless, protesters have remained, somehow have occupied spaces outside the construction area and, you know, constantly they have invited other people, other citizens to join the protest. And, of course, this has had a certain amount of media attention and it's been an issue or topic of the day, you know, discussed widely in the media and has involved also, you know, prominent intellectuals who come in the support of the park and of the protesters. So basically it's a thing that is continuing and goes on, and hopefully it will attract more crowd and make the mayor to retreat in this undertaking. Go for Whistle Wind!
This is Jared Walls giving a message to the Europe. Fuck off, Europe! Fuck off, Europe! Fuck off, Europe! Fuck off, Europe! Fuck off, Europe!
Poslušate oddajo Balkan Express, v kateri obravnavamo proteste za ohranitev zadnjega zelenega prostora v Tirani. Pozidava mestnih parkov brez kakršnega koli urbanističnega načrta poteka že 25 let, zaradi česar se je v Tirani ohranil samo še en park. Poleg tega ima Albanija velik problem s črnimi gradnjami, ki ga trenutno celo obeležujejo s fotografsko razstavo. Nepremičninsko mestno politiko komentira Redi Muči.
There has been a complete lack of urban planning, of deciding, for example, which area will be developed in terms of construction and what would it require in terms of not only buildings but also public spaces and how this would be combined with green areas, etc., etc. On this terms, Tirana still doesn't have an urban plan, you know, and this has been also due to the fact that this chaos, I mean, has worked in the interest of the politicians, and this new wave of building has functioned in such a way as first to be chaotic, but due to the chaos, all new constructions, you know, were involved in some kind, in some sort of another of corruption, you know, a certain percentage being given to the politicians, and hence achieving or obtaining the permission to build in areas in which otherwise would have to be public spaces, etc. So it's been a destruction of public spaces on one hand, followed by corruption of the politicians on the other. And somehow, this is a process which has gone on for 25 years, but the park area up until recently has not been taken away, let's say, like the construction, the concrete has not infiltrated, so to speak, within this area until recently. And so, in a way, it symbolizes, let's say, the last remaining hope, let's say, or green space or lung for breathing for Albanian and for Tirana, I mean. And this resistance that's going on now, it's more kind of a symbolic thing, you know, symbolic act of resistance of citizens of Tirana towards this 25-year-long process of destroying everything which is public property, so to speak, for the interest of the very few political and businessmen elite, which coincidentally construct their own houses, you know, in green areas outside of Tirana, you know, and somehow the Commune of Tirana has works only for their further enrichment, so to say.
Zanemarjanje okolja in korupcija sta v dotičnem, kakor v mnogih podobnih primerih, prepletena. Oblasti so v želji po zaslužku pozabile na javno dobro in se spajdašile s kapitalom. Muči.
First of all, as you say, it's an environmental issue. The fact that Tirana is one of the major cities, let's say, in the Balkans, who has the smallest per capita green area for inhabitants. And also air pollution in Tirana, it's a few times higher than levels established, let's say, by the European Union. So on these terms, it's obviously an environmental issue, and somehow this lake park area is the only green area left to the city, because all other such spaces have been, in these last 25 years, have been substituted by big multi-story buildings and shopping malls, etc., etc. So on this aspect, it's an, let's say, environmental damage, big damage to the city. But behind it lay also some kind of affairs of not the mayor himself, but more of the prime minister. It's a German firm, a German architect, who has been involved in other projects, let's say, around Albania in construction projects. And it's the same firm, basically, who, let's say, cooperates with the prime minister, and is the same one who's won the tender for this supposedly children's park. You know, the idea is that there's going to be a park that's going to be built in this area. But in fact, it's large amounts of concrete which will be poured in this wooded area. And also is the fact that the project, it included a big coffee store, let's say, which of course would be given to people close to the prime minister. But after the protest started, this was swept away by the project, and it was simply portrayed as an attempt to build a park for the children.
Protesti so prinesli rezultate. Gradnja je upočasnjena, politiki pa morajo bolj paziti na javno mnenje, povzame Kaloti Lekl.
So until now the loss, the success of this protest is that public opinion is hearing about this problem, but it was tried from the government to do things in secret. Another success is that now the process of building in the park is to say more slower now, because the government is very careful vis-a-vis the public opinions about the public opinion.
Pri zazidavi parka v oči bode aroganca vladajočih v Tirani. Na eni strani si sami gradijo hiše zunaj mesta, v naravi, po drugi strani pa so prebivalce odkrito zavajali o načrtih gradnje, ki so se na koncu izkazali za nelegalne. Nadaljuje Muči.
Well, an important aspect of it is, I would call it the arrogance of the politicians with which we are faced. You know, this project is undertaken first of all in illegality. Like there is no permit for constructing there. There is no permit or there is no environmental report showing the possible damages of working in this, like constructing this, in this area. So even in formal terms, legal terms, this is a project which is illegal, and this is another aspect of the struggle which we are trying to pursue. And regardless of this, the arrogance of the people in power, be it the prime minister or being the mayor of Tirana, has been to some extent shocking even for us, you know, because they have simply denied any wrongdoing and totally not considered, let's say, the voices of protest of the citizens of Tirana. And they have even used this media mechanism, which to a large extent they control, to make up stories and somehow to vilify the protesters as if they have attacked police and as if they try. There is one funny story that they came up in the media as if the protesters had even had clashes with the property owner of the construction company that is undertaking the construction in the park and had broken his leg, which is a complete fabrication. It's even ludicrous to think about. But it's a kind of propaganda machine interspersed with this, like mixed with this arrogance of the people on the top that somehow is making people of Tirana react to a scale, we hope, which they haven't done before.
Ob zaključku naredimo še nekaj povzetkov. Lekel se najprej obregne ob okoljsko izkoriščanje albanskega okolja strani velekapitala, na to pa doda, da je direktna demokracija protestom dodala pozitivno politično noto.
So there are two important things to mention in this interview. The first one is that the same companies that have monopolized all the trade here are destroying the natural resources, the rivers, the lake, the parks, the green spaces, and all this because they have commercialized every space of the society. And the second thing is that this protest has shown that in Albania is another alternative of democracy, that is direct democracy. For as time as the government decided to ignore the citizens and didn't consult with them about these decisions, so that the citizens, led by the political organization, Organizada Politique, has decided to react against these decisions with a direct democracy. These are the two important things to add for this protest, and that through this protest, Organizada Politique has shown for the public that this government is repressive.
Ekonomska situacija je za prebivalce Albanije nezavidljiva in številni Albanci se izseljujejo. Tudi Muči zato v direktni demokraciji vidi svetlo točko za Albanijo.
Direct democracy is a necessary option in the conditions in which we face reality, so to speak. As I said before, like Albania has had this savage, you know, taking of public space, and hence our hope, or Albania's hope, to mainstream politicians has dropped dramatically. You know, and this is shown even by the large numbers of immigrants, Albanian immigrants, which choose to migrate abroad in countries like Germany, etc. Incidentally, the second largest number of immigrants, economic immigrants, who seek refuge in Germany after Syrians, which are people affected by war. So this shows the complete lack of, let's say, hope in today's politicians, the sense of desperation of the Albanian people. And let's say for us who are remaining, you know, in Albania, And instead of desperation, we choose to somehow try to resist this wave of privatization, etc., etc. The only hope is a kind of acts of direct democracy, such as the one, you know, in the parks, like, let's say, active citizens taking hold of something which they consider to be illegal, as well as, you know, damaging and to the whole society.
Balkan Express je pripravil noveli.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno. Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Ne dirajte se u naše stvari, ostavite nas na miru, mi volimo liniju, živjela Jugoslavija.
Balkan Ekspres, vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.
More biti se bo zdaj zaživelo kako drugače. Mora biti nastopi kaj drugega. Novo, svetlo življenje!